So that's a standard feeling that, fuck, I could barely, like, you're barely getting through life. Now, everyone, like, if you look at Facebook, it doesn't look that way because people, you know, but all those people on Facebook are feeling exactly what you're feeling, or they wouldn't be on Facebook to begin with, to be honest. They'd be living a fucking life. So that, you know, I don't want to belittle what you're saying because that's growth. So let me try to say this clearly. So your consciousness right now, consciousness is aware of things happening, right? Things happening. The nature of things happening is they come, they fall apart. So at a minimum, half of things happening is constructive and half of things happening is absolutely destructive. So at a minimum, half of the time you should feel like you're dying. At a minimum. I mean, just the nature of existence is that way. And I certainly feel that way. I mean, I think everybody does. So the feeling of a life well lived, I'm putting words on things and I don't want it to be limited by it. So there are people who don't feel their life. They're at a distance from their life. They distract themselves with food and TV and children and social events, and their whole life goes by and they never had a moment where they just felt their life. And if they did, they'd feel exactly what you're feeling, which is why they keep themselves busy. So if someone's not feeling what you're feeling, it's because they're distracting themselves in something that makes them, you know, relatively happy, but they're avoiding the nature of existence. So that kind of person feels superficial, but possibly happy, like a giddy, happy, bubbly, simple person. The more you feel the depth of existence, the deeper you feel, like you feel like a, you don't feel superficial. So the deeper somebody feels, but the more devastation they feel because they're aware that every moment, half of it is dying, is one way of saying it, including themselves, their relationships. So every moment, half of your body, half of your relationship, you know, you're being born, you're dying. And unfortunately, that's what it is. So the lesson of human existence is to love while being destroyed. That's the feeling. It's the actual feeling. So, I can only describe it in my terms, and I know they don't apply it to anyone but me, really, but so you kind of wake up in the morning, and if you're in the mode you're talking about, the devastation mode, it's like, fuck, like immediately, like, I can't deal, you know, life, there's no, it's horrible. That's how everybody feels. That's really. Raise your hand if you've ever felt that. Raise your hand if you feel that fairly often, you know. So people, and it comes in waves, like you say, every few years, I'd say, man, you got a pretty good life, you know, every few hours for most people. So I just want you to know that feeling of utter devastation of, it hurts so much to be alive, you don't know if you could do it. Is that a way of saying it? I don't know how to say it because everyone feels that, and they don't think everyone else does. They really think that other people, they don't seem to be about to kill themselves, let's say. You know, they don't seem as suicidal as I fucking always feel. It's just like, look at them. They seem to be enjoying their relationship. Why can't I enjoy my relationship? You know, they seem to be able to go on a vacation and have fun. Why wouldn't I go on a vacation? It's so shitty. You know, like, everyone feels that way. Everyone looks out and they think that, hey, they all seem to be doing okay. Why am I dying? You know, why am I devastated? Well, there's all kinds of reasons, but the reasons that we're working with in here is if you soften into the moment, like right now, as it is, and feel that devastation, you're still alive. Like, things still hold together. So, kind of what you call devastation, which is true, part of it's just dissolving, but part of it's, so when you allow devastation, you're also allowing that the next moment to be born. So right now, be willing to feel as whatever devastation is there. Like, just kind of soften your heart into the devastation in a way. So instead of defending against, like, I don't want to feel that, it's more like, as a service for all humans, allow yourself to feel your own devastation so you can serve them even, and your partner especially. It's because it's only from that place of devastation you're really authentic with somebody. Otherwise, you're in the fake, the Facebook face.